Hi guys, Julian here. Welcome to the weekly guitar meeting at Zigaz Guitars. I hope you are doing well and you are having a good time. I can't wait to start with the first guitar of this week because this is a very special instrument made by a very special guitar luthier. It's made by the Spanish guitar luthier Domingo Esteso, who was building in the beginning of 20th century one of the best flamenco and classical guitars, and his guitars have a very special tone. And he did also his apprenticeship in the workshop of Manuel Ramirez and also some big names, especially in the flamenco guitar scene, such as Paco de Lucia and Vicente Amigo were playing his guitars. And the guitar that we have today is from 1937. It's first of all a very lightweight instrument. I think he used a very simple bracing system, so it's not a guitar with a lot of wood and bracings in it, bracing patterns, and that's why the guitars are very lightweight and they have also a very light and fast response. And this guitar is from 1937. It comes with a spruce top and Brazilian rosewood back and sides. The guitar is in a very good condition. I mean, it's from 1937, but I have played already a few tones on it. It felt very comfortable for me. But let's hear the sound of this guitar together, because I'm also very curious what is your thoughts on the sound of this special Domingo Esteso. And before I start, once again, I have integrated a loudness meter here, and you can see the loudness, the level of the loudness of the guitars. You can see also actually how long the sustain of the guitar is, because if the guitar is ringing longer, the volume is getting down much slower. And if the volume gets slow very fast, it means the guitar has also shorter sustain. Let's start. Do I need to talk? I don't think so. Where should we start? First of all, the trebles of this guitar. They are very, they have a very bell-like sound, and it's got a very clean, I have the feeling the tones are going very forward, and at the same time, the sound is not too thin. It's very profound and it's full-bodied. And also very lyrical, very singing. And of course, full of colors. Separation on this guitar is on another level, and this guy was creating this kind of sound 100 years ago. Incredible. Whoever is going to own this guitar, congrats. I am going to be jealous because it's an incredible instrument. If you like the modern sound, this is not the right guitar for you, of course. But even if you love modern sound, you still have to love this guitar. I mean, this is a guitar with a great tone separation, very beautiful sound and color. It's not too thin. It has a profound sound, but it has a great tone separation and projection. And this is actually something that is sometimes missing in the traditional guitars, that profound sound. But in this case, this guitar has got a very profound sound. Well, enough talking. Let's move to the next guitar of this week. And the next guitar is a brand new guitar made by the Spanish guitar luthier Francisco Muñoz. Actually, I'm a little fan, to be honest. Every guitar that arrives has exactly the same quality in the sound and precision in the build quality as the guitars before. His guitars are always delivering a quality standard. So if you are playing his guitars, you notice very loud, very well resonating guitar, and the sound is still very Spanish because it's made in Granada. Francisco Muñoz is from Granada, and the guitar is also responding very fast. It has the qualities of a flamenco guitar, because flamenco guitars are very lightweight and responding very fast. I mean, they need it, the flamenco guitar players, and the classical guitar's quality, which is more profound and loud sound. And this guitar offers all those qualities. It's the Especial Homenaje model, brand new from 2025, with a cedar top and Indian rosewood back and sides. And this guitar has a 64 centimeter scale. Let's see how it sounds. great response, very fast, great sustain, and also very well balanced. Every tone has the same loudness. Guitar is, for my taste, much better than his previous guitars. I mean, the guitars of Francisco Muñoz. It has, it gives me some impressions or some vibes of a double top guitar in terms of easy response. It's so fast and well resonating and easy going. But at the same time, you have a very crystal clear sound. Very well separated. Great guitar. Wow. Congratulations to Francisco Muñoz. He did made some changes, probably, in the construction. Guitar speaks for itself. Next one. And before we move on and come to the next very special instrument, if you are enjoying the video and it's giving you a very good idea of the sound of these guitars, please don't forget to press the like button here and subscribe also to our channel if you didn't do that already. And let's continue. And our next guitar is made by the very famous Spanish guitar luthier Antonio Marin Montero. If you are a classical guitar fan, you know his name for sure. It's nothing new. And this guitar is from 1980. It comes with a spruce top and Brazilian rosewood back and sides. And Antonio Marin Montero is coming from Granadas. And so this is a Granada style guitar, which is, I would say, my favorite guitar making school of Spain. Let's see how it sounds. Thank you. I'm going to use a definition or a word that I usually don't like to use. It sounds very warm. And the reason that I don't like to use this word is warm is a very subjective word. I mean, people can understand warm in different with different meanings. Because when I'm saying the guitar has a wide dynamic range or long sustain or fast attack, these are objective qualities of a guitar. But warm can be understood in different ways. But somehow, still, this guitar sounds for me very warm. It has a, it's like I plugged an electric guitar to a tube amplifier and there is coming out a very warm and forward driving tone out of this amplifier. And the basses are resonating so well. Lovely. If you have the feeling that you can follow every tone when you are playing chords and melodies, if you have the feeling that you are hearing and you are able to following every tone, I think this is a sign that the guitar has a very good tone separation. So it was an Antonio Marin Montero guitar from 1980, and it also sounds like a very well-aged guitar. The next guitar is made by Heikki Rusu from Sweden, and actually this is the first normal-sized classical guitar that I'm playing from him, because usually we have like 10 strings, 13 strings guitar by Heikki Rusu in our stock. But this is, I think, the first classical guitar that I'm reviewing. But it's still not 100% normal classical guitar because, as you can see, I hope you can see it, you can trust your eyes. The frets are curved at some points. They are not completely straight. If you are curious why he did this, if you want to know the reason, make sure to click on the link in the video description. You will be forwarded to our website, to this product, and you can read the story behind this guitar. And this guitar is brand new. It has the number 481. So the number says that this guitar maker is a very experienced luthier, the Heike Rusu. And brand new from 2025, it comes with a cedar top and very beautiful cerakot back and sides. Let's play a few tones on it. Very good sustain. And also very soft tone. Very impressive sound. It's very loud, but it's not only loud. Only loud doesn't mean anything. It's not a good guitar. It has to be loud plus some other qualities, such as the soft tone. Or let's say elastic tone, because you can create different colors, different mood of the tones. Wow, it's like two different people are playing on this guitar. I think because the guitar is responding very fast, it's also very comfortable for you to play, especially if you are playing pieces with faster scales. And I think also the neck profile of this guitar is at least very suitable to my way of playing. It feels very comfortable. Congratulations to Heike Rusu for this guitar. It's a guitar with a lot of qualities. It has a very warm and round and smooth sound, but you can create at the same time also a very punchy and brilliant sound if you want. So the sound is very elastic and it's also resonating very well and it's very comfortable to play. And yeah, I think, as I said, it's the first normal sized classical guitar that I'm trying, made by Heikki Rusu. Well, let's move to the last guitar of this week. And the last guitar of this week is a very eco-friendly guitar made by Martin Brecher, the German guitar luthier Martin Brecher, who is always using very exotical woods and he's building the guitars in the most eco-friendly way, which I respect a lot. And this guitar, the first impression was, wow, it's very lightweight because it's made of apple wood back and sides. I'm seeing it for the first time. And first of all, it looks very beautiful. It's sounding also very good because when I tap the guitar, so you can hear the tone, so it's a very well ringing wood. And it's also very light. The top is spruce and we have also a cutaway here, which makes the playability in the higher positions much, much easier. And it has a lattice braced construction. It's brand new from 2025. And let's see how it sounds. Thing what I notice is a very fast response. It has a very lightweight sound, like the lightweight guitar, but also the sustain is very long. Sorry. And I love also the soft overtones of this guitar. Gives me a very comfortable feeling, a very pleasant feeling. Thank you. very unique guitar. It has a very unique sound. And I would say the most obvious qualities of this guitar are the fast response and the very rounded, well-rounded sound with a lot of overtones. Nice. So, it's... oh, no. There is one piece left. So it was a Martin Brecha guitar, brand new from 2025. It's the Soul, small Soul Lattice model with a cutaway and a very beautiful and unique wood, apple wood, back and sides. Let me know your thoughts on the sound of this guitar and also the other guitars of this week. I'm very curious, as usual. And if the video was helpful for you and you enjoyed the presentation, please don't forget to leave a like and subscribe also to our channel if you didn't do that already. Have a nice weekend and see you next week.